Susan, a mercer's daughter dear, all in the town of Exeter, her beautiful charms did so appear that many was soon in love with her. Among the rest that wooed his maid, one was a merchant's only son, who after in sorrow sighing said, "Oh, love me, or I to ruin run. Pity thy lover sad complaint, and grant me here thy kind goodwill, for 'tis in thy power, sweet charming saint, this minute my life to save or kill." The youthful damsel straight replied, "If thou wilt loyal prove to me, I'll tell thee whatever me betide. I will be as just and true to thee. Ne'er doubt but I will constant prove." The youth immediately replied, "With kisses we'll seal the bonds of love, and soon thou shalt be my lawful bride. A ring of gold to her he gave, and many solemn vows did make, declaring the seas should be his grave if ever he did his promise break. Now for a 12-month space or more, he seemed to love her as his life. Yet though he did thus her charms adore, she yet was not his married wife. Yet after all, I pray behold how false this merchant's son did prove, a lady that had more store of gold he courted and left his loyal love. Now when this damsel came to hear of this young man's disloyalty, she said with a sigh and melting tear, "He cannot be sure so false to me." But to her grief she found it true, when being left in deep despair, he married within a day or two, and left his young beautiful damsel fair. Now on her false love's wedding day, she to her chamber straight did go, where wringing her hands she sighing lay, while melting tears from her eyes did flow. "No man," said she, "more false on earth, by conscience it will soon be tried. While you are in your joyful mirth, remember your broken vows," she cried. His life he desired me to save. I pitied then his wretched state. When I shall be dead and laid in grave, 'tis well if he don't repent too late. Those many solemn vows one day may be a torment to his mind, as knowing he did my life betray, sure never was lover more unkind. Farewell, you loyal lovers all. This day I bid you all adieu. Oh, trust nor believe no man at all, for they will endeavor to ruin you. He wished the sea might be his grave, and that he never more might thrive. If ever he falls to me, didn't prove, so long as he should remain alive. Yet while he sails the ocean sea, let Providence still be his guide. For though he has thus been false to me, I did not desire revenge, she cried. Once more farewell, my parents dear, come death and give the fatal stroke, for why should I longer languish here? With sorrow her tender heart she broke.